Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 007, Oscar Peterson. You not only have to know your own instrument, you must know the others and how to back them up at all times. That's jazz.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, hey everyone, welcome back to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. This is episode number 007. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host. My name is Brendan Lowe. And in this episode, I am going to be going over major and minor triads. It's going to be a short episode just because I want to simply explain what they are and how they're used and that they're not too complicated. But I'm just going in steps on this podcast, so a new beginner can listen to all the podcasts through in order and learn step by step what you need to know in order to play tunes, play jazz tunes, pop tunes, funk, Latin, whatever you want to do. But by listening to the podcast in order, you're going to be going and learning sequentially instead of kind of hopping around and trying to find the bits and pieces that you need. Although the last couple episodes, some of the episodes I do throw in, the Winton episode I threw in there, and then also the Eric Harland. I just thought those were really cool, so I wanted to throw those in there. But like I said, today we'll be going over major and minor triads. So first things first, I just want to let you guys know we're associated with the website www.jazzpianoschool.com, and that's our website where you can go and sign up for free to access all the videos, the video lessons, and watch them and access all the notated music exercises we have that go along with the videos. You can download the music, you can print them out, you can share them, you can give them to your friends, you can do whatever, you can practice them. I like that the most. If you practice them, that'd be great. But you can sign up for this website and we're gonna be posting all these free video lessons and our podcast is on there. All the show notes to the podcast is on the website as well. So I do go over major and minor triads in the video lessons on the website so you can actually see what I'm playing instead of just listening to me talk. So let's get right into it. The first thing I'm going to start out with is a major triad. So you've heard me talk about major triads before in the previous episodes, but I'm just going to go over them again and why they're important. So in all pop charts, you're going to see triads. And triads, just like the name sounds or refers to basically, is a chord built of three notes, a triad, right? Tri. So you have three notes that build up a chord, right? So there's my triad right there. So I use these triads, or we use these triads to make chords, and then when you switch from triad to triad, you're going to form a different progression. So I could play this triad, I could go to another triad, and then another one, maybe one more, and then I can finally end it. So by placing triads in different orders, you're going to create different songs. And so when you're reading a pop chart, you're going to see letters. And each of those letters resembles a chord. So if I see just the letter C alone, that means I'm going to play my C major triad. For a major triad, all you're going to see is the letter. You're not going to see anything else. So let's say you see just an F. That means you're going to play your F major triad. All right? So let's get into actually how to build a triad. Now, like I had gone over before, your triad, the easiest way to build a major triad is going to come from the degrees of the major scale. And so I do have a podcast episode on how to play your major scales, how to build a major scale. So if you don't remember, go listen to that one. Or you can go to the website and watch on how to do that. But in order to build a major triad, we're going to take the first degree of the major scale, the third degree of the major scale, and the fifth degree of the major scale to build our major triad. So in the key of C, here's my C major scale. So in order to build a C major triad, I'm going to take the first note of the scale, which is C. We count the first note of the scale as 1, not 0. So our very first note, C, or in any other key, it's going to be the letter that's shown. So if I see an F, the first note of the scale is going to be F. We count that as 1. So C is my first note. I'm going to skip a note and go to the third. Skip another note and go to the fifth. So that's my 1, 3, and 5 of my C major scale. And that gives me my major triad. Now, if I want to add my left hand in, and this is how you're going to start to learn how to play pop charts, you know, or any books that you buy and you want to learn how to read the chord symbols, all I'm going to do with my left hand is play what we call a bass note. And so the bass note is the root or the letter that you see written above the music. So if you see the letter C, I'm going to play a C in the bass. And I'm going to play it down nice and low in the low end of the piano to give us a nice support, a nice bass sound to support our triad in my right hand. So let's listen to what that sounds like. So it gives a nice full, thick sound to support the harmony. So that's our major triad. Let's say you see the letter F in the next measure, right, of any song you're playing. It could be anything. You see the letter F. So what you're going to do is, well, you want to practice your major triad so you don't have to figure them out every time. But right now, I'm going to figure them out together. So F comes from our F major scale. So I know my F major scale. If you guys know your major scales, then you can do this pretty quickly. I'm going to take my first degree of the scale, the third degree of the scale, and the fifth degree of the scale. And that gives me my F major triad. So I'm going to play all those together. And now what I can do is take my left hand, and with any finger, I'm going to play I'm going to play an F down in the bass somewhere. So it gives me a nice thick sound. So let's say in the first measure of a pop tune, you see the letter C. Then the second measure, you see the letter F. And then the third measure, you see the letter D. And then maybe in the fourth measure, you see the letter G. So your chords, your triads, would sound like this. And so already right there, you're playing the harmonies to the piece. And that's all you need. That's basically, you know, what you're going to start doing is playing the harmonies, and you can start to really get into the sound of what these pieces are about. We're not playing the melody just yet, but we're just playing the harmonies. So that is how we find our major triads. Now let's talk about minor triads a little bit. So in order to find our minor triads, it's very, very simple. If you've learned your major triads and you've practiced your major triads, just a note on practicing, you want to practice all your major triads in every key, and I'd recommend going through the circle of fourths and putting the metronome on about 60 beats per minute. So the metronome's clicking away. I'm just tapping on my leg here. And what you want to do for every two beats, you're going to play a triad, and you're going to go through all the keys, right? So I'll play C for two beats, F for two beats, B flat, and I simply continue around the circle of fourths. In the show notes, I'll put the circle of fourths so that you guys can see and take that circle of fourths and use it to practice, and I'll put the practice method I just recommended as well. So let's talk about the minor triads for a second. In order to find a minor triad, it's so easy. It's so, you guys won't even believe it. So I'm going to take my major triad that I've just learned, let's say my C major triad. All I'm going to do is take the middle note, and I'm going to move it down a half step. Now, I talk about half steps and whole steps in my major scales podcast episode. But just to refresh your memory, a half step is going to be the closest note to the right or left of whatever note you're on. So the E is the middle note in my C major triad. So I'm going to move this down a half step. That's the closest note right there, E flat to my E, and that's my minor triad. So the outer two notes of the minor triad stay exactly the same, while the inner note, the note E, moves down a half step, and now I have my minor triad. I'll play a bass note with this minor triad, C minor triad. Okay, and there you go. So you have a minor and major. So major is the happy sound, minor is the sad sound. Here's major, happy, minor, sad. Okay, so if we do that for F, I'll take my middle note again, the third degree of the major scale. I'm going to leave my two outer notes, F and C, the same, but I'm going to move my inner note, the middle note, A, down a half step to A flat. So here's my major triad. Now I'm going to move this middle note, A, down a half step to A flat. Okay, and now I'm going to play all three of those notes, F, A flat, and C. That gives me my minor triad. Now in a pop chart, you'll see minor as written as a hyphen. You might see minor written as lowercase m or lowercase min, meaning, you know, min for minor, short abbreviation for minor. So let's say you see this chord progression. You'll see C major, or just the letter C, because that's going to indicate a major chord triad. Then you see F with a little hyphen, that means minor. Then let's say you see a D with a minor, and then maybe just the letter G, so that means major, and then back to C. So what that progression will sound like is C major to F minor to D minor to G major, and then back to C major. All right, so there you have it. It's that easy. So what you need to do, guys, in order to progress is really practice your major triads. You need to know what notes can, you know, make up all of your major triads and minor triads. So if I say to you, go ahead and play an E minor triad, you should just be able to go to the piano, play an E minor triad with your right hand or left hand. If I say play an A major triad in your left hand, you should be able to just plop it down, right, without even thinking. So these triads need to be like second nature, because when we're reading music and we're reading the chord symbols, we don't want to have to be fumbling to find the notes. Obviously, in the beginning, when you're getting used to it, it'll take a little bit of time. But just remember, the more you practice your major and minor triads, the easier it is going to be to read the symbols that mean whatever chord you're trying to play. So A minor, A major. Now, just the last thing before I let you guys go. The major and minor triads is the majority of all pop songs. It's so easy. Jazz is actually very complicated because we're adding another note and we're making seventh chords. So actually in our chords, we have four notes instead of three. And we'll get into seventh chords. But for pop tunes, it's majority, 99% is triads. Okay? So let's take the song. I'm just going to give you the first couple measures of Piano Man, right? Because that's such a famous Billy Joel song. So in Piano Man, he starts out, right, with an F major triad. Okay? Now the next chord is going to be a C major triad. Okay? So we have F major, C major. Then we go to a D minor. Okay? And then we're going to another F major triad. And then to a B flat major triad, another F major triad. Now we have a G major triad to C major triad. And we're back to F major again. Now the reason it might sound a little different if you play it is because of the bass notes I'm using. We don't always have to put the root of the chord in the bass. So like if I'm playing an F major triad, I don't always have to play an F on the bottom. When we change our bass notes, it's going to change the way the chord sounds. So I'm going to give you the bass notes and I'm going to put them in the show notes just so you can play this chord progression to Piano Man as it's written, as he intended. So again, the first chord is going to be F major with F in the bass. Now actually, the second chord, our C major chord, I'm going to have you guys play a C major triad, but put an E in the bass. So we're actually putting the third, right, the middle note of the chord in the bass. Okay, and then we're going to our D minor with our D in the bass. Now we're going to our F major triad with C in the bass. So we're putting the fifth, right, and when I say these numbers, again, I'm referring to the degrees of the scale or the chord. So in our chord, we have 1, which is the F, 3, which is the A, and 5, which is the C. So we're putting the C, or I'll say the fifth of the chord, in our bass. So here's that chord. Now we have a B-flat major triad, and that will be just the root in the, just the root in the bass, the B-flat. Now we have our F major triad with a third in the bass, so that would be the note A. F, A, C, A would be in the bass. Now we have our good old G major triad with the G, the root in the bass. And then same thing for the C chord, with the C major triad with the C in the bass. Alright, so you have this nice little motion going on in the bass. You have F. So you're pretty much playing an F major scale going down until you get to the G, and then you jump up to the C and then go back to the F. So it's a really nice progression, that progression from Piano Man. Again, using the major triads sounds just slightly different from the piece that you might notice, just because of a couple things that are going on with the way that you can arrange the three notes in a major triad. And I'll get to that in upcoming episodes, but I just want to give you guys that example. So that's it. Whenever you're looking to play pop tunes, you're mainly using major triads, major and minor triads, right? And your left hand is going to be playing a bass note. So if you pick up any pop chart book today, or you look on the web and you look for some chords to a, you know, a piece that you like, a tune that you like that you've heard on the radio recently, and you see these letters, all you need to do is play the major triads or minor triads for the letters that you see written there. And to fill it up, right, to give it a little bit of a thicker sound, all you're going to do is take your left hand and play the roots, okay? And what I mean by roots is whatever letter you see, you just play that note that also serves as the root. You play that note down below in the bass to give it a nice, you know, bottom end sound, which is going to thicken up the chord for the harmonies. You know, it supports all the harmonies above. So I encourage you guys to do that. I'll put Piano Man on the show notes. I'll put all the major and minor triads on the show notes as well. You can also see me play those again in the video lessons on the website, www.jazzpianoschool.com. I highly encourage you to sign up for your free membership so you can watch me play the major triads and actually see as I'm explaining to you guys. That's it for this episode. I'm going to be doing a lot more with major triads and then getting into seventh chords in the upcoming episode. So we'll be kind of diving into jazz a little bit more. But I'm going to stay around the triad type of feel because I also want to go over some rhythmic stuff and some different things you can arrange with the triads as well. So as always, guys, if you could leave me a review, I'd really, really appreciate it. If you're enjoying this podcast and you want me to do more, a 5-star rating helps the podcast so much, I can't tell you. And I really want to be in the first place in the iTunes store in front of NPR. So the more ratings that we can get together, the more people we are going to influence and help to find this podcast because of the rating. So I'd really, really appreciate it. And as always, guys, thank you so much. And until next time, happy practicing.